It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 9th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Australian-born British novelist Pamela Lyndon Travers, born in 1899. Born Helen Lyndon Goff, she is best known for the Mary Poppins series of children's books. Upon emigrating to England in 1924, she began to write under the pen name P.L. Travers. In 1933, she began work on Mary Poppins. Travers traveled to New York City during World War II while working for the British Ministry of Information. At that time, Walt Disney contacted her about selling him the rights for a film adaptation of Mary Poppins, whose sequel, Mary Poppins Comes Back, was also in print by that time. After years of contact, which included visits to Travers at her home in London, Disney finally did obtain the rights, and the Mary Poppins film premiered in 1964. In 2004, a new British musical theater adaptation of the Travers books and the film opened in the West End. It premiered on Broadway in 2006. For her services to literature, Travers was appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth in 1977. She began publishing her poems while she was still a teenager and soon began gaining a reputation as an actress under the stage name Pamela Lyndon Travers. She toured Australia and New Zealand before leaving for England in the 1920s. And there she dedicated herself to writing under the pen name P.L. Travers. In 1931, she moved from a rented flat in London to a thatched cottage in Sussex, where, in the winter of 1933, she began to write Mary Poppins, emulating J.M. Barrie, the creator of Peter Pan. Published in London in 1934, Mary Poppins was her first literary success. Seven sequels followed, the last in 1988. The musical film adaptation was released by Walt Disney Pictures in 1964, and Travers was an advisor in the production. However, she disapproved of the Poppins character in Disney's version, with Mary's harsher aspects diluted. She also felt ambivalent about the music, and she so hated the use of animation that she ruled out any further adaptations of her Poppins books. She also received no invitation to the film's star-studded premiere until she embarrassed a Disney executive into extending one. And at the after-party, she said loudly, "The first thing that has to go is the animation." Disney replied quietly, "Pamela, that ship has sailed," as he walked away. Travers so disliked the Disney work and the way she felt she'd been treated during the production that when producer Cameron McIntosh approached her years later about making the British stage musical, she agreed only on the condition that no one from the original film production was to be directly involved. In a 1977 interview, she remarked, "I've seen it once or twice, and I've learned to live with it. It's glamorous, and it's a good film on its own level, but I don't think it is very like my books." She lived into advanced old age, but her health declined rapidly toward the end of her life. She died in London on April 23, 1996. She was 96 years old. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 9th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.